On the Pulse, that was Jerry Paper and Just Say Play, one of our freshest tracks of the week. Our first story of this evening is going to be on the Selangor government's plans to introduce an entertainment tax. This is an old story. Over the last couple of months, art practitioners have been lamenting the proposed 15% entertainment tax in Selangor. This, of course, is despite the arts in Malaysia still reeling and recovering from the pandemic, where the entertainment industry was one of the hardest hit sectors in over the last 2 years.
That's right. The Selangor government had initially planned to tax 15% for local performers and 25% for international artists of the 100% ticket sales, regardless of whether or not the event sells out. It's a British colonial tax that was first employed pre-Merdeka, then framed as entertainment's duty, which is seen to be outdated in this digital world where TV/movies are now all online tax-free. Even in the UK, in which Malaysia based its initial laws on, abolished this tax since the 1960s.
Yeah, and this is obviously no sweat for big companies, right? Like movie theatres, GSEs or TGVs, and even theme parks that can very well afford this entertainment tax. But painting the same tax brush over the arts, you know, smaller stuff like stand-up shows, music gigs, theatre productions, it only stands to be detrimental to the state's recovering arts and culture. The performing arts community is now calling for the state government to waive the tax completely to give performers and organisers a chance to recoup their losses, seeing that the industry was closed for over 2 years. And part of that movement spearheading the abolishment of the entertainment tax is Arif Hamizan. He's a theatre director of Panas Panas and also a committee member of the Arts Collective Reform Artsy. Welcome to the show, Arif. So you guys have been working on the memorandum. It's been in the works since December. Any updates on the situation? I know just recently the Selangor MB has kind of indicated, right, that it will be reduced to 5% or abolished for the rest of the year.
Yes, well, over the past few months, we have had the opportunity to meet with other practitioners and also several lawmakers from both Parliament and also the Selangor State Assembly, where we were able to bring up the issues that we've been facing with this tax. And they've been very receptive. As you mentioned, we're still waiting on the MB's announcement of what actually is going to happen. If it is a reduction to 5%, that's a step back to the status quo where we were facing back in before COVID. But really what the performing arts community is asking is a full exemption for the tax on all performing arts activities in Selangor. So we're hoping for the latter, but we're still working towards it.
The Selangor government also clarified that a 15% tax on all ticketed performances was cut from 25%. Could you explain the confusion / backlash?
Okay, sure. So under the Entertainment Act, under the Entertainment Tax Act, the most that the state can tax is at a rate of 25%, which I think may have applied to certain categories of entertainment in the past. However, during before COVID, the performing arts was only taxed at a rate of 5%. Mm. So at when the Selangor State Legislature made the announcement that the tax rate would be set at 15%, it was a uniform tax rate. So there were possibly entertainments which had a reduction in tax, but for the performing arts specifically, it was an increase of 10%.
Arif, big companies like GSC or TGV or even theme parks can easily afford the tax, while other small arts practitioners like yourself and smaller productions still reeling from the pandemic. It's crazy, it's almost like kicking a dog when it's down. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, no, I think we raised this issue of the 15% being too high to one of our lawmakers, and the response that we got was, is 5% still enough, or why don't we pass the tax burden onto the consumer? But the fact is, the performing arts industry is already very small. We have a very limited audience, especially post-COVID, where people are still scared to go out. So a 15% tax, if someone is charging, say, you know, 50 ringgit, and then there's an extra 15% on that, they're more likely to go watch a movie. These are the commercial enterprises that we're competing against, and we will almost always lose when it comes to pricing because of scale. So like you mentioned, we really need to start making the government realize that there has to be a distinction between the performing arts and other large commercial enterprises. Just one thing I'd like to bring up is that if you look at the statistics, of the tax collections between 2013 and 2016, stage performances only raised around 1% of the total revenue of entertainment tax, which is a minuscule amount compared to the rest of these commercial activities. So there has to be some sort of distinction when imposing these sorts of taxes.
And what kind of solutions do you think would be a win-win for all parties? Like, for example, should the government take the scale of the ticketed event into consideration and not paint it with the same brush?
Yes, no, I think one very straightforward suggestion that we proposed to some lawmakers is to simply register performing arts spaces within the state of Selangor and grant those spaces tax exemption for all of their activities. It really allows any sort of performing arts activities, whether amateur or professional, to enjoy the tax exemption without issue. And it really allows the government to put into practice that distinction between a performing arts industry, which is reliant on freelance workers and grants and ticket sales, as opposed to large-scale commercial enterprises.
Arif, do you foresee people or in the arts just giving up or at the very least organising more shows outside of Selangor?
Yeah, from what I've observed, there have been a lot of people within the performing arts who produce shows considering moving their shows to Kuala Lumpur. For the very fact that in Kuala Lumpur, since the 90s, performing arts activities have received a full exemption from the entertainment tax. So I think that factor in itself proves that it's not something which isn't feasible. It's not something which isn't which other states haven't practiced, and especially in the state of live performances that we have following the pandemic, where people have lost their livelihoods. What the performing arts in Selangor really needs is full support from the government, not any sort of impediment or barrier to producing work to get ourselves back up on our feet.
Ultimately, do you think the entertainment tax is outdated and should be abolished or reformed in one way or another?
I think that the reforms that the Entertainment Tax Act need pertain specifically to how it distinguishes the types of entertainment which is taxed. I can understand, of course, from commercial activity, you might that the state might be entitled to some sort of revenue, but it's a 70-year-old law, which was introduced before Merdeka. And so when it comes to the performing arts, obviously the situation has changed over the past 70 years. And we really need to work on making sure that cultural activities, activities which support the growth and enrichment of people's lives, and not just for the sake of money, are supported. And therefore, I think that that element of the Tax Act should really be abolished.
That was Arif Hamizan, committee member of the arts collective Reform Matsi. And this week we have been talking about the proposed Selangor Entertainment Tax. We'd love to hear from you on your thoughts on the proposed Selangor Entertainment Tax. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Coming up, we're going to be talking about a very special book called Rise. But first up, here's the new one from Joyce Rice and Kate Trinada. This one's called Iced Tea. Stay tuned. The Pulse on BFM 89.9.